And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you right around the country. It is Sunday morning. We love a Sunday where we can set aside an hour for you to chat about your health particularly. The doors of the House of Wellness are open and we have the one phone number. All you need to know, 131-873 to reach us, no matter where you're listening to us, right around the country. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Welcome to you one and all. It is Ed Phillips here, joined by our healthy chef today, Zoe Bingley-Pullen, nutritionist to boot. Hello.
Good morning.
And how are you? I'm good, thank
you. Yes, good.
And lovely to have Gerald Quigley with us, as always, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Zoe. Great to be here. Lots to talk about, haven't we?
Gosh, we've had the weather from hell in all parts of the country over the last week or so. We've had dust, we've had smoke, we've had wind, and we're in hay fever season to boot. We thought we were through it. It's been one of the worst ever on record. So we're going to focus, even though you think of hay fever as something more of a springtime affliction, we've seen summer-like temperatures, haven't we, in the last week or so. And it's not done yet. So with the hay fever season continuing, we're going to chat about that in just a tick. Also, there's been a really huge shift to natural beauty formulas in the last couple of years. One of the field leaders is Antipodes, who you've probably heard of, an organic beauty brand from New Zealand. We're going to chat with their CEO and founder, Elizabeth Barbalich, a little bit later on. There's plenty of sort of preservatives and so on in makeup these days.
There really is, and obviously, you know, your skin is the armor to the world. It's so important that you have... Not only internally are you eating well, but externally you're putting the right product on you. So I'm all for as natural as you can possibly get.
Organic seems the way
even
to go
better.
Too. And how many of us wear glasses? Gerald, I can see some specs on you.
I only need them when I need to see.
Okay. I like that one.
What about you? Do you wear
them? I do. I actually forgot them today. I do. This is an affliction that's come to me since I've turned 40, so I'm going to blame it on age.
Okay, we're over here. Okay, we're over.
Don't rub it in.
As you know, Gerald, I'm in my early 50s, and things are starting to get a little bit fuzzy-wuzzy. So I'm thinking about glasses or getting them tested, although resisting with all my might. But there's a fabulous new robotic laser for incision-free eye surgery that we want to tell you about. You heard that right, incision free.
Which does sound a lot more appealing to the alternative.
No surgical instruments or any contact even with your eyes. It's the first of its kind in Australia. We're going to chat with Dr. Mark Medonick to find out all about that. Oh, you have my attention. That's going to be great. All our callers, of course, get themselves in the running for a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse as well. Don't forget our number, 131-873. We'll take your calls across the next 60 minutes or so. And what are we covering in the A to Z of vitamins this
probiotics
Sunday?
Today, Ed and Zoe. Okay. Probiotics, particularly a couple of strains of lactobacillus, which we've got lots of clinical evidence to show their benefits.
Okay. Look, if you've got hay fever, you probably know it, but maybe with the crazy weather we've had in the last week or so right around the country, it's something that's come upon you. We're going to find out all about it with Dr. Michaela Sorensen, who's going to join us after this break. Hope you can stick with us. We are here for you with your experts standing by. It is the House of Wellness. Don't forget our website as well, houseofwellness.com.au.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml is just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, like every expectant mum, you of course want your precious little one to have the best start possible. Consider NutriCare Pregma Plus from Chemist Warehouse. It's the world's first multi-stage soluble supplement to help support the changing nutritional needs for women from preconception through their pregnancy journey. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Vitamin and mineral supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. So if you're planning to conceive or already on your pregnancy journey, visit Chemist Warehouse. You can buy NutriCare Pregma Plus from just $19.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company this morning right around the country on the House of Wellness. Well, spring may be coming to an end, but the hay fever season continues, and it has been one of the worst on record this year, especially recently with dust storms across Victoria and South Australia, massive smoke haze caused by bushfires through New South Wales and Queensland. It's even been seen in New Zealand. Such was its extent. So just what is it, and how do you tell if you've got hay fever? We're joined by Dr. Michaela Sorensen to answer some of these important questions. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you?
We're going well, thank you.
Michaela, can I be first up to bat? I'm always puzzled that we don't focus on irrigation of allergic material that we trap in our nose. How can we help educate people that that's a logical place to start to keep your nose clean?
Yeah, and it is. It's the most important step or starting point. So basically our nose acts as a filter. So it's full of little hairs and mucus, and it's designed to trap pollutants, irritants, bacteria. And it's that those things, particles that are trapped, that will often trigger these allergic irritated response. So flushing those out is really important. And that's something that I'll talk with patients on a regular basis about, them when they're feeling congested, just starting with a saline rinse. So salt water, flush through your nose is so important.
Dr. Sorensen, I often get hay fever, and what I find quite frustrating is not only do my eyes get heavily irritated, but it really affects my sleep. What are some of the other symptoms that maybe people don't realise are associated with hay fever?
Yeah, so there's a wide range of symptoms with hay fever, and it's not just the sneezing and the itchy eyes. You're right, lack of sleep is a big one, and a part of that is because you can't breathe properly. So your nose and your sinuses are all congested, so you're having to mouth breathe. Mm. Another one is a scratchy, dry throat. It'll often feel like you're coming down with a cold or flu, but nothing really eventuates. And then also a widespread itch on your skin, where there's no specific cause or trigger. You might not even have a rash, you just feel really, really itchy.
Michaela, it's interesting sitting opposite this peer. Both are rubbing underneath their noses at the moment. The power of suggestions.
I was just thinking of the snoring I do at night now.
Michaela, how close a link is there between hay fever or allergic rhinitis and asthma?
It's a really, really close link. So eczema, asthma and hay fever form what we call the atopy triad. So it's the same gene pool that's responsible for all three of those illnesses. So basically, if you have a family history of any of those three, so eczema, asthma or hay fever, unfortunately, you're prone to getting hay fever as well.
It's quite interesting as when I look at the, I guess, the ways that we can actually treat hay fever, I was put on a corticosteroid, so a lot of the time people don't realise how we actually need to use products like that. Can you explain that a little bit further?
Yeah, so depending on what your symptoms of your hay fever are, the doctor may recommend different treatments for you. And one of the first protocol is a cortisone or anti-inflammatory nasal spray. And basically what that does is it helps reduce the mucus production and open up the airway so you get more airflow through the nose and sinuses. And we need to be using those on a regular basis, particularly at times like this where there's lots of dust and smoke in the air, but also lots of pollens. And the doctor may recommend either a straight cortisone one. They may also recommend a combination one. That's a combination antihistamine as well as the corticosteroids. And then depending if you've got more widespread symptoms, they may also recommend an oral antihistamine in addition to that. And then also things like eye drops, etc., to try and get on top of all of your symptoms.
Michaela, you mentioned before saline, and I don't want to go back over this, but it is important. Surely we'll get better results if we irrigate first before that intranasal steroid or antihistamine or combination. But it is important, I think, that we should both be stressing that it's got to be isotonic saline, otherwise it stings like blazes and you won't do it more than once.
Yes, you're right. I think we've all learned that the hard way.
That's right.
And irrigating first is really important because you're flushing out all of that bacteria and all of the mucus that's stuck in there so that the cortisone nasal spray will actually get where it needs to go. It's not just getting stuck in the mucus, it's getting to the lining of your nose.
That's great.
Do you think that we should also focus on just allergies as a whole, like food allergies? I mean, is that something that we should discover and kind of be a bit more of a detective about?
I do. I think so, because it's a really rapidly increasing issue. Mm. So I think it's something that we need to be a lot more aware about, and also working at how we can reduce our risk of allergies. But then if we do develop allergies, how we can avoid the triggers. And that can be really challenging, particularly with certain foods, you know, with your kids that are at school, sometimes it can be hard to avoid. But also with particularly coming back to hay fever, if your triggers are dust and pollens at this time of year, it's almost unavoidable. So it's really good to chat with your doctor about a plan as to how you can minimise your risk.
Doc, if you're a hay fever sufferer, will you be one for the rest of your life?
Unfortunately, there's a real chance that you will be. I mean, you will find that different maybe areas that you live or different years will be better than others. I know, for instance, myself, I'm a hay fever sufferer. It's much worse when I'm down visiting my family on the farm, but thankfully not too bad up here in Sydney. So sometimes it's just working out, like I said, what those triggers are and where your symptoms are worse. If your symptoms are really, really debilitating, so they're all day, every day, they're not just with the seasons, sometimes you're a candidate for something we call desensitisation, which is a process you go through with an allergy specialist to try and reduce your hay fever symptoms by gradually building your body's exposure up to your particular trigger. So that, for some people, can be curative.
Gosh, if ever you want an excuse not to visit the family, pull out the hay fever card. I'm onto you, Doc.
I'm onto you.
Tricky around Christmas time. Appreciate all the insights there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Michaela Sorensen there, here on the House of Wellness. We'll get to some of your calls in just a sec. Don't forget, everyone going to air today gets themselves in the running for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend just in time for Christmas at any Chemist Warehouse store. 131873 is our number. Our experts are standing by. Nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen and pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley here at your service. We're back with those calls after this break on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml is just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You ready for a quick education in beauty with BioGlam? It's as simple as ABC. A is for Australian. B for bentonite. C for clay. BioGlam's Australian bentonite clay is a versatile single ingredient beauty powder that contains iron, magnesium, copper, silica, and can be used in multiple ways. When added to water, it can work as a face mask base, or even a relaxing mineral bath. And you can find it at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And our website is houseofwellness.com.au. You'll find Zoe's delicious recipes there. There's an Ask tab if you'd like to get through to Gerald to query anything. Perhaps you've got some aches and pains or worries about the medication you've been prescribed. Phoning for a friend, even a loved one, a family member, that portal is there for you. Or you can call us now from anywhere around the country. 131873 is our number. Yvonne has dialed us from Bundanoon. Hello to you, Yvonne.
Hello. I have a question for you. Sure. We have Alzheimer's in our family, and as I'm getting older, I can feel that I will be in line for it, so it worries me greatly. I've been told about a product called alpha lipoic acid, and I wanted to know if you know anything about it.
I know a lot about lipoic acid, Yvonne, and we use it mainly for neuropathic pain. But bearing in mind that lipoic acid is a very powerful antioxidant, it will play a role in reducing the risk more of dementia rather than probably Alzheimer's, which is at the end of the road. But bear in mind there's a lot of work being done in this field. I just read a report yesterday on some work being done, a big trial on saffron. We know that sage plays a role. Mm. We know that bacopa plays a role. But look, anything which reduces inflammation and the process from herbs to food, it's a no-brainer. The trouble is we forget about that. We go for the complicated things.
It's quite interesting, obviously, because we look at sort of inflammation and the play of the vascular neuropathy and the impact that plays on the brain. And there's lots of research that looks at B12 is another nutrient that we're getting a lot of good response. So, again, supplementation is the best effect. And what we don't realise with supplementing with B12 is it's better to actually go intramuscularly or a spray. So if you're taking a tablet, it doesn't absorb as well. But foods that are really high in B12, obviously we've got great sources of beef and liver and chicken. Seafood, I mean, it's abundant in B12. And obviously, you know, good quality dairy products, eggs. So try and get some of those foods into the diet. Primarily these foods are in animal products as opposed to vegetarian products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some great suggestions there, Yvonne. Wishing you all the best. Thank you for your call. Igmaz, coming to you in St Albans in Melbourne. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Yes, absolutely. We can, Igmaz. Thank you.
Yeah. I've got problems sleeping, especially on the right-hand side. When I fall asleep half an hour, 1 hour later, I have to wake up with a sore arm, and then my hand gets all numb. I can't even feel it. I can put a knife in, I can't feel it. I have to get up, put it under cold water, walk around, and then I go back to sleep the other side a little bit. But I've had that for over a year now. I've been going to the Footscray Hospital, put a couple of needles in my neck, but nothing seems to help.
So they must feel, Igmaz, that there's some sort of spine issue where you're putting pressure on some nerves that are causing this this sleeping issue. So try and sleep on the side where it doesn't happen, obviously. And the big thing we talk about there, Igmaz, is magnesium to give you more relaxed sleep. And there are some wonderful combinations of magnesium plus herbs. So chamomile or valerian or Sisyphus, all of these things relax your body and you will get a much more relaxed sleep. But make sure, maybe roll up a towel lengthwise, stick it behind your back, so if you do tend to roll over, you'll wake up and go back to sleep on the other side.
Okay, then. We mentioned the A to Z of vitamins was going to be focusing on the letter P today, probiotics. What are we covering in particular? What are their advantages?
Well, huge advantage. There's a dozen things that a probiotic will make a difference to, Ed, and really important. And we're seeing so many issues about probiotic insufficiencies that are really causing issues. So in kids, we're looking at lactobacillus especially, Ed and Zoe. There's a strain, Reuteri, which is good for gut symptoms to help the whole gut system work well. And then there's one called lactobacillus rhamnosus, which is what actually boosts our immune resistance to infections. So those two things are becoming more commonly used with clinical evidence to play a real role.
All righty, the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by NutriCare ProBio Plus, making the whole family stronger from the inside out. Is it something kids can take as
yes.
well? Because they
yes.
notoriously miss out on every vegetable.
Well, children, yes, children are born with a sterile gut, so you've got to make sure okay. that they become colonised, which happens over time, in theory, with food. But, you know, food's not the food we used to have.
Exactly,
so,
unfortunately.
Don't get it from, like, red snakes and
no,
chips.
Sadly.
Like,
no.
Love to eat. All righty. To your calls, 131873. Gary's in Bundoora. Good morning to you, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Gerald. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
My daughter's been diagnosed with, laryngeal, pharyngeal reflux.
Silent reflux. Okay.
Yeah. I was just wondering what we could get for her. The doctor put her on Nexium, but that's not doing anything. She
not
gets
making
a, lot
a
of,
difference?
No, no. She gets a lot of mucus, and she has this infernal cough and post-nasal drip, you know?
A really, really... Well, we've talked about saline for irrigation of the nose, Gary. That's one place to start for that symptom. But
yep.
looking at the whole issue, there is a herb called slippery elm, which is magnificent for coating the lining of the tummy and just helping the whole thing settle down. Now, she can continue certainly with the Nexium, although if it's not making any difference, there's probably not much point. Higher pillow, smaller meals, chewed well, which none of us really do. And look, keep us posted. I'd love an update, Gary, after the slippery elm on the website, if you could.
And just look at that undercurrent of allergens as well. So, you know, there's obvious foods that actually do cause an allergic response, which cause, you know, either increased mucus or acidity within the body. So they're the obvious ones, dairy, gluten, you know, too much histamine in the diet. So if you can, try, you know, being that detective and ask her to remove those foods out and see how she goes. Best of luck.
All righty, let's take a little break. More of the House of Wellness after this.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml is just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Great to have your company right around Australia. It is Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. There's been a huge shift to natural beauty formulas, as we mentioned at the top of the show. It's been taking place in the last couple of years, and a company that's leading the field is Antipodes. It's an organic beauty brand from New Zealand who pride themselves on creating high high-tech certified organic formulations, which is no mean feat considering all the additives in some of our beauty products these days. Antipodes anti-aging products in particular have a huge following. The brand offers the best of both worlds, green beauty products that are scientifically proven to improve the signs of aging. We have Elizabeth Barbalich on the line with us. She's the CEO and founder of Antipodes. Good morning to you from across the ditch.
Good morning. Good morning. Back to you.
Elizabeth, congratulations, because it is very hard to pioneer in this area of skincare because there are so many confusing messages. So what made you start this skincare range? Because it's organic, it's beautiful quality. I've used it. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. I really saw a gap in the market, and not just domestically but internationally, for a brand that was green, certified organic, mm-hmm. but actually had scientific validation. So I saw the market shifting to so women wanting natural products, but wanting products that performed as well as the conventional product. So that was really the start. And I live a really healthy lifestyle myself. So super interested in this area. So you have to be very passionate to create a brand like this.
Certainly do.
Elizabeth, with so many other options on the market, particularly in this drive to organic skincare, how is your scientific testing carried out? How do you reassure people that this is rigidage?
Yeah, sure. So we work with third-party independent laboratories that test our products on human fibroblast skin cells. So fibroblast cells are the cells responsible for producing collagen in your body. Mm-hmm. So we test our end formulas on fibroblast cells to look at the effects of stimulating and producing collagen. This is compared to a placebo, so it's how much more collagen your cells would produce when exposed to an Antipodes formulation.
Okay.
So it's objective, not subjective. So it's robust scientific approach, we're definitely trailblazing in this space for a natural brand.
Well done.
It's so interesting because right now collagen is the buzzword, like when it comes to nutritional supplementation. I'm 41 and I have definitely noticed a change in my collagen. So I've noticed it, you know, that sort of pinch test your grandma used to do on you. So I've noticed the response. She was a lovely grandma. That sounded awful.
Thanks,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is it out of your products that really stand out and work to support and increase that collagen process within the body?
We're focused on end formulation, so not just one single ingredient. So we're using nutrient-rich avocado oil, kiwi seed oil, all certified, you know, certified organic ingredients. We use a special ingredient, a revolutionary bonanza grape, which is a grape seed extract from our New Zealand award-winning Sauvignon Blanc grape. And this particular ingredient is shown to have very high antioxidant levels. So it's really a combination of the whole formula working together to create something that helps support your collagen production.
Interesting, Elizabeth. Ed's at bolt upright when you mentioned Sauv Blanc then. Bolt upright. You've suddenly got his attention. How, Elizabeth, your products are vegetarian and vegan friendly. How important is that in the skincare market?
I think it's critical. I think there's a revolution coming with consumers wanting vegan products, which mean absolutely no animal ingredients whatsoever, and clean, pure raw materials. And I think the critical thing is you don't have to be a vegan yourself to desire vegan products. And I think that's where the market's shifting. Mm. People are interested and wanting to expose themselves to vegan products, but they're not necessarily, you know, purists in that space.
Elizabeth, I totally agree with you exactly what you said about you don't have to be vegan to also want to look at the ethical processing of how we get our skincare. But I'm a mum of a 5-year-old and I work a lot. And I've noticed that obviously as I get older, my skin actually does deteriorate. But I don't have the time to put this layer upon layer upon layer of process. Can you tell me what you think is sort of the ideal regime when it comes to sort of a morning skincare and an evening skincare process?
Yeah, definitely. Cleanse. So a really good cleanser is critical to make sure all the impurities are drawn from the skin and the sebum is balanced, your skin's pH balanced. followed by a really good serum. We've got a number of serums that are bioactive and are shown to target pigmentation, for example, or other things, and then a good moisturiser. So pretty simple, three steps in the morning and three steps at night. Mm-hmm. And then I'd recommend a good mask a couple of times a week, like our Aura Manuka Honey mask. So, yeah, it's busy being a mum. I can totally get that. I've got three kids. They're all out the door now, which is fantastic. But it's a pretty busy phase, and you've got to keep it simple and effective.
Alrighty, some great tips, beautiful product range. Congrats on seeing that vision through. And appreciate your time this morning, Elizabeth.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Elizabeth Barbalich, there, CEO and founder of Antipodes, which, of course, you can find the entire range at Chemist Warehouse as well. Let's grab a call before we go to the break. Norm standing by in Torquay. Nice to have you with us, Norm.
Hi, Norm.
How are you, Doctor?
We're well.
I'm just concerned that I have the signs of emphysema. I'm shortness of breath, and I bring up a lot of phlegm, and I'm coughing.
Right. Now, Norm, for a couple of
things. I am a smoker.
Okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm a pharmacist and a herbalist. But the first thing you need to do, Norm, is to get yourself checked out. If you've got any concerns in your lungs, and not necessarily being a smoker brings on emphysema, but it could be something else. So don't rush off and try this and try that. Get it properly assessed. Make an appointment to see your doctor as soon as you can early this week, and then I'd love to know how you get on. If it is emphysema, fine, well, there's lots of things you can do. But don't panic. Get it assessed first.
To Rosebud we go. We're checking out all the coastal towns around Victoria at the moment. John is standing by. Good morning, John.
Hello, John.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Thank you.
I've got terrible hives from the knee down, itchy and scratchy. Mm-hmm. It started in the hot weather the other day, and it's driving me bananas, trying not to scratch it.
Good. Do you walk much in the water, John?
No.
You don't walk in the water, so it's not bites?
No.
Okay. No. And is the skin broken, or they're just lumpy?
Oh, once I scratch it, it's just broken and can bleed a little bit.
So the secret there is to stop the scratching. So what you do, John, before you get in the shower, coat that area with Ego Pine Tarsol Gel. Put it on before you get in the shower. Leave it on while you're in the shower. Just before you get out, rinse it off. And then pat it dry. Anything that's broken, put on some Manuka honey, some Medi honey. Anything that's not broken and really irritating, just some hydrocortisone ointment, not cream, ointment. We'll get worried.
Is that like Dermaid?
Yes, that's fine, but that's a cream. Often an ointment tends to cling to your skin far better, and that's going to stop you scratching them. Scratching is a real challenge, because if they get infected, all hell will break loose, John. Mm. So the challenge is to stop them scratching. And that'll fix it, but you've just got to work on it.
Good luck, John. Thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher as well from Chemist Warehouse. You can reach Gerald, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, via our website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. Next, a new option for those of you considering eye surgery. It is laser, but done by a new robotic laser procedure. And it's incision-free. We'll find out more about that right after this quick break on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Giorgio Armani Acqua Di Gio 100ml is just $99.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, they say the eyes have it, don't they? So get it with Antipodes Kiwi Seed Oil Eye Cream from Chemist Warehouse. Certified vegan, as we've just heard, it's ultra-rich in vitamin C from the seeds of New Zealand kiwi fruit. It's scientifically shown to help stimulate type 1 collagen production in human skin cells by up to 82%. At Chemist Warehouse, New Zealand-owned and made Antipodes Kiwi Seed Oil Eye Cream is $50.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sunday mornings, as always, right across Australia, we're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. And this week, the Medonic Laser Eye Clinic unveiled its new robotic laser for incision-free surgery. Yes, you had me at incision-free, people. The first of its kind in Australia. So if you're a bit nervous, understandably, about eye surgery, but you want to ditch the glasses or the contacts for good without any surgical instruments or any contact with your eyes even, this is the treatment for you. We thought we'd find out more. So we're joined by clinic founder, Dr. Mark Medonick. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Medonick, it just sounds pioneerial because the last thing that I actually do need my eyes to have some alterations over time as I get older, but the thought of someone touching my eyes just made me actually feel quite sick. Tell me a little bit more about how this procedure works.
Okay, well, the whole idea of this laser treatment is called refractive eye surgery, and it treats both myopia, which is short-sightedness, mm-hmm. hyperopia, which is long-sightedness, and astigmatism. It's done using a first in Australia with this limited edition Schwind German eczema laser with premium configuration, which is capable to perform robotic laser eye surgery. The latest advances in the surgery allow us to do the operation without any instruments or contact with the eye whatsoever, except for a small device that keeps your eyelids apart and open. Mm-hmm. There is no pressure or suction on the eye. There's no blocking of vision. There's no instruments, sharp or blunt, that will touch the eye. It is all gentle, no touch, and no incisions or cuts are made in the eye.
Brilliant. Mark, brilliant, and congratulations on this. So this really gives you a 3D fingerprint of the eye, which must give you tremendous scope for efficiency. Would that be correct?
Yes, it gives us, that's correct, a 3D fingerprint of the eye. Mm. As you know, the fingerprint, everyone has a unique fingerprint, and every eye is unique, and this laser samples 45,000 points on the eye to work out a pulse pattern to give you the best possible laser treatment specially suited for your particular eye.
Wow. So who would you say is suitable for this procedure? Is there someone who can't do this?
Well, most people are suitable, but of course there are some people who are not suitable. Most people who are suitable are the ones who are myopic or short-sighted and may also have astigmatism, and they are by far the vast majority of patients who come for laser, and they are suitable for this robotic laser eye surgery. There are other refractive errors, such as long-sightedness or hyperopia, which isn't really suitable for fully automated robotic laser eye surgery. There is some manual part done first, and then the rest is done automatically.
Mm. You must get some tough truck-driving candidates, some big high-achieving individuals who just go to water at the thought of eye surgery. What about in terms of downtime and so on with this new robotic surgery, incision-free surgery?
Well, you're right when you discuss the type of people who come. I have personally, in my career, performed more than 40,000 laser vision corrections on all types of people from all walks of life and all occupations. And you're right when you say that the tough truck drivers are often the most frightened. And they're the ones who are scared of anyone getting even close to the eye.
I can understand that. It'd be half your job would be psychology, I should imagine, too, Dr. Mark.
It is. There's a lot of talking, and we talk to patients through from beginning to end of the whole procedure. We talk them and we let them know exactly what is happening at each stage of the procedure. The recovery is very fast after this procedure.
there's more accuracy and better outcomes. And the downtime is only about 2 to 3 days.
Incredible. Wow. Incision-free are the words we always seem to be focusing on. Tell us, if people would like to find out more, what should they do, Dr. Mark?
Well, they go to our website, which is Medonic Laser Vision. Medonic, hang on a minute.
Make sure you get it right.
I think if you just... The easy one is just medonic.com.au.
Good, got it. Excellent. medonic.com.au to find out a little bit more. All right, appreciate your time this morning. Nice to speak with you. Dr. Mark Medonic there, one of Australia's leading laser eye surgeons as well. All right, your calls are still standing by. We'll try and get through a couple quickly if we can. Adele's been very patient in Scoresby. You're our next patient, Adele.
Yes, good morning. Look, I've been diagnosed with an additional heartbeat. The BVC is the abbreviation of premature ventricular contractions.
Sure. Yes.
Now, I've done a bit of research on it, and everybody says I should take regularly COQ10, L-carnitine, and D-ribose. What do you think of that?
I think the first option there, Adele, is what you should focus on, because what it does is concentrate in heart muscle. Mm-hmm. But instead of CoQ10, use the ready-to-use form, which is called ubiquinol, U-B-I-Q-U-I-N-O-L. And what that does is really help strengthen heart muscle. Now, whether this will improve your PVC, time will tell, but don't stress about it because that doesn't help. But that would be, of those three you listed, that would be the ideal one.
And your ubiquinol really is a metabolism kind of booster, a turbocharger, isn't it?
Yes, energy production at cellular level. And your heart's one of those ones we want to keep stable.
All righty. Adele, best of luck. Thank you for your call. Nikki is with us in Eltham this morning. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'm just wondering, I've heard different things. When is the best time to take vitamins? For example, I've heard you shouldn't take it if you've had tea or coffee or just before you go to bed, that sort of thing.
Nikki, what we try and do in life, particularly with complementary medicines, we try and confuse the living daylights out of everybody. And really, you take them when it suits. Now, logically, if you're taking a B group, which helps with energy, you take that in the morning. If you're going to take something like magnesium, which helps relax you, you might consider that at nighttime. But really, don't worry about the tea, don't worry about the coffee, just when it's convenient, and well done you for at least looking outside the square
definitely.
At some things which will help you focus on staying as well as we possibly can.
Yeah, and Nikki, one thing that people don't realise is the thing with supplements is it's cumulative, it builds up. So the most important thing is consistency. So I find that I put all my supplements, or I recommend my supplements, to put them in their fridge door. So often that's the first thing you do when you open up your fridge door, you see those supplements, you take your supplements, and like Gerald said, if it's supplements at nighttime, put them on your bedside table. You know, visual stimulus, but it really takes a good 6 weeks if we were going to put a number to really get, work on whatever that supplement actually is trying to help when it comes to a deficiency.
And long-term studies over many years show that the longer you continue to take those vitamins,
absolutely,
the more beneficial, right?
Absolutely.
Great call, Nikki. Thank you so much. We're just about at the end of our House of Wellness for this particular Sunday. Had some great calls, great questions, some help and advice dished out. Who's going to take away our $100 gift voucher for this week?
The winner today, Ed and Zoe, is Yvonne, who rang us earlier with her concerns about dementia, which is really on everybody's minds. Oh, no pun intended. Yvonne, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations, and thank you, everybody, for calling.
Yeah, we'll have another one of those to give away next weekend. Hope you can join us as well. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. If you didn't have enough time to get through to Gerald today, we have our website always at your call as well. Some of Zoe's delicious recipes are there. There's a recipe tab. There's also an ask tab. And all you have to do is head to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Gerald and Zoe, thank you both. It's lovely spending Sunday
morning.
Thank
you,
team. Always nice to see you both.
Hope we've helped you get healthy and continue to do so again next weekend when we'll join you once more. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Australia. We'll see you for another edition of the House of Wellness soon.